Moncrief on News Talk.
You can reach a point in life when you're buying clothes and you suddenly think, I'm too old for this. For men, that can happen around the age of 40, and a typical reaction can be to go back to what's safe and familiar. Shane Burke from stylishguy.ie is here to shake you out of it. Afternoon, Shane.
Good afternoon. How are we?
If you're wearing, though, what you're happy with, then what's the problem?
Well, I believe don't fix what isn't broken.
Yeah, yeah.
But again, when I think, like, when you hit a certain age, you just think, you know, what's convenient, what's comfortable, and what works.
Yeah.
Which is good.
Which is good.
Mm-hmm.
So there is no problem then, really.
Well, to an extent, but I always think if it trips you up, leave it out.
Yeah.
And I think to a certain age, I think, so like my current customer is like 45-year-old plus, the architect, lawyer, solicitor, the banker. They want quality, they want style. Not into brands, not into logos. And they stick to the same thing. Colour being one, and I think fit, which is really important because they want to be comfortable all the time.
Mm.
And again, I think that when you are that age and you are buying something, the most important thing is that it's versatile. So like if you have nice navy jeans, you can wear them to work on a Friday, you can wear them out on Saturday night, and it's like being completely versatile. And that's why I think men shop on a mission and women shop on an adventure.
Yeah. Would it be fair to say that women probably have more latitude, that, you know, there's more different things for them to choose from?
Well, I think
than men would have. Men are kind of, especially the ones in the professions you described there.
Absolutely. But I also think women shop when they're happy, when they're sad, when they've won, when they've lost, you know, when they got good news, when they're on their lunch break. I think any excuse, whereas men are like, right, I've got a holiday.
Yeah.
I've got a wedding, I've got a christening, or it's like, there's a hole in my jeans.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I need to go and buy
Why
it.
Why is that? Is that just social conditioning?
I don't think so. I think men are very practical.
Yeah.
And I think there are certain men that like really like brands and really like logos, but it is influenced by what they're watching or what they're seeing. But I think the majority of the average male is, you know, I want convenience, I want comfort, and the last thing I'm going to do is shop. And also, I think the men who shop online and get it wrong very rarely return anything, whereas women constantly shop online,
yes,
constantly buy, constantly try on. I think during COVID, they had like trying on parties.
Yeah.
Where men are like, let's just go to the pub, wear my jeans and do whatever. And also, I think men that have been nurtured by their mothers find it very hard to detach or to like try out old clothes because it's like a massive attachment and they never do clear out. So they'll always find that their partner will go rooting and rummaging and say, you have this 30 years since I met you, that's gone in the bin.
Mm.
And then it gets replaced with something very similar.
Yeah.
They don't venture too far.
Is it a thing like the wives buy the husband's clothes?
I think the lads that have been nurtured by their mothers, I would say somewhat, yes.
Yeah.
But then also, like a lot of my customers will be male, and they are on a mission and they're like, look, let's do it. I need this and let's throw it out of the water.
Yeah.
I think it's important that they're just kind of shopping and it, like if they're coming in for jeans, they want jeans.
Yeah.
They don't want jeans, shirt, blazer, socks, jock, belt, a lot. Whereas that's a female buyer.
Now, yeah, that's the thing, because I suppose, and this is maybe where you come in, that someone could say, I want a pair of jeans, but they're not thinking what goes with the jeans or what might be nice with the jeans.
Well, this is where I step in. And I think my unique selling point is that when I'm selling to a guy that isn't fashion conscious and wouldn't buy regularly, I kind of go through, you know, what the options are with these jeans. So what you can wear with them, what you can't wear with them. And I try and tend to keep it really safe so they can't make a mistake. But the number one question is, can I wash them in the machine or are they dry clean only? And then the second one is, do I have to iron them?
Yeah.
And I think they're the most important questions. And then they always say, if they are buying a nice piece of wool or like a nice shirt, it's can I leave it in the dry cleaners or can I wash it myself? But I think we are getting better. And I think when they have the information and they have support there and they know what they're doing. But let's face it, if lads don't know what they're doing, they shy away. Like I completely shy away from the kitchen because I've no interest in baking cakes. I'd rather buy it ready made.
Mm.
But I totally lean into like fashion because I know it inside out. I know what doesn't work and what can support you. So I think it's important. But then again, lads are loyal. So when they get their haircut in the same place or they, you know, drink the same beer or they order the exact same Chinese, and again when they're buying clothes, it's gonna be Hugo Boss or plain navy jeans or plain navy suit, and they don't venture. And
yeah,
that's a good thing too.
The body shape changes over time, and you did mention like fit is important, and you know, sometimes you
get
trying to squeeze into something that's not working anymore.
But on the other hand as well, you will have smaller guys that have aged and they haven't grown, but they'll come in and say, I'm a 34 waist. I'm like, mate, you're a 30 waist.
Yeah.
So that goes the other way as well.
Wow.
But don't be afraid for something to be a little bit big on you, because let's face it, if you're on holidays, I'm just back from my holidays now and I'm in a loose t-shirt because I've ate and drank solid for like 2 weeks.
Yeah. Okay,
so
nice.
Don't be afraid to have their loose fitting clothes as well, because it will be comfortable.
Yeah.
There's nothing like worse than when you're not comfortable.
When people come into you, when men come into you though, you know, and they can, if they say I'm bored with what I'm wearing,
it's very rarely
they, yeah, do they
say,
yeah,
that, because I think that customer is going to be online looking for his pink chinos and his yellow shirt,
yeah,
you know, and that really wouldn't be something that I would offer. Like, I offer style, you know, quality, affordability, and what's going to work. But my customer's shy, kind of like, you know, quiet, and he will shy away from fashion unless he knows.
Yeah. Okay. So it's not really you reach an age really when you're not walking down the street going, oh, look what that guy's wearing, I'm going to go and get me one of them.
I think if it's plain and simple, yes. And yeah, I think Sky Sports news readers, news reporters, all that kind of stuff, they are influenced by that because when they see it on TV. But as Irish men, do they go for that? I don't really think so. They like it, they might talk about it, but will they do it? I don't think so.
Yeah. It's happened to me, actually. It happened to me a few months ago. Somebody walked up to me and said, where did you get those shoes?
Okay.
But it was in Dublin too, so that probably doesn't count, really, does it?
Are they old shoes or are they new?
I think, actually, he may have been wearing a dress, actually, the fellow asked me. Shane Burke is a fashion stylist, personal shopper and owner of stylishguy.ie. Shane, thanks, William, for coming into us.
Moncrief. Weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.